This is Hatom. It is 10 o'clock a.m. May 30th, 1992, Saturday. It is now time to begin to write a bit more about the divine plan and all of those things in between with which you'll be dealing, some of those prophecies that are so frequently questioned, and above all, some better understanding of the integration of the host, the brotherhood, those ones you call extraterrestrials. Actually, some of those are upon your plate. I have been writing about this again. I can only ask you to hearken back, please. I'm not going to rewrite that which has been written before. So I'm going to have to ask you to go back to the book, such as Crucifixion of the Phoenix and other ones regarding the Phoenix. If you are to get continuity, I will ask ones to pull out some of those revelations and prophecies which are very valid in the unfoldment here, but they are not going to do your homework for you. I will be presenting again, as a reminder, a lot of the work that are in those volumes, but I must ask you, precious ones, in your understanding of continuity, to obtain those volumes and do your reading. As we move into some of the occurrences coming down upon you, you're going to have to hearken back to some of the instructions given. And I'm wondering how many will be willing to do that. We shall make every effort to share with you. But this does not absolve you of your responsibility. And so as we begin to go over the information, I will begin with that which we wrote on Monday, May 25th, 1992. In the morning at 9:25 a.m. on year 5, day 283. And I would like to clear first some notations for your thought patterns so that you can set your intent and give pondering meditation unto yourself, your path, and where you might be. Where are your thoughts? Will you begin to center yourself this day? You will never be able to start more quickly than right now. And as you do so, you will discover something worthwhile extending toward the periphery of the circle, this which engulfs you. It will allow reaching out. You will find again some of the joy in the very now, right now. You'll find some of the peace in the here, right here. You'll find some of the love in me and in yourself, which go to make up the kingdom of heaven as can be perceived even upon your earth. Oh, precious ones, my lifetime listens to yours. And I've come to share with you today. Will you share with another? Are we making progress? Are you hearing? Where are you? My own growth is enhanced every time I, Hatom, give my attention fully to another being. And this process is multiplied over and over and over again. This can only be truth for your own journey, precious ones, for I am but you, a reflection of you, only with the ability to have grown in wisdom and presence. Will you be there for someone today? Always God sends his hosts and messengers to be with you. Will you return in like manner? It is your ticket home. Think carefully about it. It is your ticket home. And can you share? Can you really sit and listen to another and allow his relating an important event that has happened to him? Listen without trying to top him with a story of your own? Can you allow another to have the stage? Look within and see. If your thoughts always come back to self and your own adventures, it's wondrous to share, but oh precious one, the gift is to really listen to another, share his adventure, and allow him that center stage for a little while. And while you ponder priorities and what shall you do in order of importance today, not tomorrow, today, does God and your own spiritual journey and family go begging? You've got to get your priorities straight. For no one is ever known to have said on his deathbed, gee, if I'd only spent more time at the office or at the bar gathering relationships. I don't believe you're ever going to find that as one is dying. You shall have arrived in this human format, precious ones, when you live your life as an exclamation, not an explanation, when there are no excuses, when you are living every moment as an exclamation of life itself and that which is promised beyond. So as we come to speak and share this day, I'm going to turn our attention to yet another portal, as I very often do. I always must apologize for the interruptions in thought flow, but oh children, there is so much more important that is worthy of your goals and directions and understanding than can possibly be held in the evil practices upon your beings as you're experiencing this day. You cannot turn unto these things until you understand that which has pulled you down and is in the process of destroying your very freedom. But there's so much more to your past than the last 2,000 centuries of downfall into the very ashes from which you must rise again this day. There's a wondrous rising of the phoenix and its return to be revealed within in power and glory to the native aboriginal humans called people of the tribe of the flight people. It is a time of rejoicing, for the oral tradition promises that this is the time of the return of that one called the Pale Prophet, that wondrous teacher, and the white buffalo cow woman, or that lost white brother. Remember, these are from mythology, but the oral traditions bring truth if one understands the message. In every language, the story is pouring forth if the resource can be in truth and recognition of the relationship with those ones called the bird tribe and is understood. Can we pull away from the tirade against you briefly and share some of the unfolding of the really great mysteries, the wondrous mysteries, that which you come in mission to serve? Let us look back over time in experience on this great planet. Let's look back to the time of Atlantis. Because to understand why Earth is in its present turmoil, you must look back in time and remember the great civilization of Atlantis and before that, to Lemuria. I don't need to go further back at this time, for these remnants hold enough to give verification of your present. And beyond that, the memory fades greatly. Atlantis, for instance, is not a figment of science fiction or story writers, but was a tangible civilization in Earth's past history. Its, however, precious ones only represents the more recent experience, the uplifting of civilization and then, again, the downfall beyond the continents and civilizations upon which it was built. But it's within your time frame where it will have the most valid input to your seeing of the whole. And because it plays such a linking portion of your historical travels as human man upon planet Earth, I'll try briefly to focus upon it for a minute before moving on to the portions and locations which have more in-depth and pointed information intended for one or two to receive in the silence within. You see, we also use this message to send forth a call and to be received, if you will, through code, to awaken specific ones to their mission, to their guardianship, to their sharing, to their service. How can you master this third dimensional environment of Earth? It's important. And firstly, you do it by getting to truly know yourself, who you are, what you are, why you are here, and why now. Next, by learning to control all aspects of this wondrous environment of learning in a most positive manner, bring you back within God's intended path and into balance and harmony and out of chaos. Thirdly, you must come into understanding this Earth, Shan, and its relationship to what lies beyond the third dimensional environment. In Atlantis, man had advanced to a remarkable degree of control and understanding of the third dimensional environment and was at a point where he could have led Earth-Shan and its inhabitants into the fourth dimensional experience of physical spiritual growth. And you're at the door again. Will you make it? We'll see. For instead, some who possessed advanced knowledge began to abuse and pervert his knowledge by enslavement of other men and by misusing their spiritual powers in various other ways. Do you not see it happening now? When this abuse of spiritual power became too widespread, it set into motion certain forces which resulted in the eventual disintegration and destruction of the civilization itself. This destruction did not occur in one giant cataclysm, as may be commonly supposed. One think it just suddenly rolled over and under. No. Those things happened also with great speed and rapidity. But before, there was a slow degeneration in moral considerations and physical abuse of the planet itself. Man as a civilization fell into total evil. And I think you'll recognize you're there again today. It occurred as a process of decline that lasted over thousands of years, not just immediately. And during this period of degeneration, the continent gradually broke apart and yielded its majority portions into the ocean. Gradually, the inhabitants of this once great civilization migrated to various parts of Earth, taking with them the remembered skills and technologies that resulted in the archaeological wonders that fascinate you today. There was already great building. Let us talk about the Georgia Stone, the Guidestone. These things were erected against the day of destruction in that time, just as the words of wisdom and the great artifacts and instructions will again be rendered into the archives for awakening at another time, in another place, in another space. It was gradual, and the inhabitants of this once great civilization, as they migrated, took with them these things that would be allowed for your use this day, in addition to simply placing historical data for the uncovering. Modern archaeology is, for the most part, at a loss to explain such evidences, well, let's see, as still might exist in Central, say, and South America. There's some incredible things being unearthed. And you have to understand that those came from somewhere at some time. There's most certainly a total lack of any kind of understanding of the beings who dwell on two planets or within two dimensions, as are found in places about your globe. Oh, yes. They're there, and they're experiencing. And it's beginning to verge upon the time of integration. Always there would be forms sent forth in guardian capacity in both the underground facilities and within the etheric realms to attend the sacred history and treasures of each segment of unfoldment. You have to realize that the creation is as old as Creator, and therefore you can't be in the dating or timing of existence on your place or anywhere else within the whole of the universe. And this is why I can only speak of historical remembering as handed down and as overseen by we who have already passed that way and we who already can remember. I wonder how many of you listeners would believe that the Philippines, as currently located right now, hold the keys of transition and reformation, as well as the rebuilding of the remnant upon the beautiful creation called Shan. You think of it as a place in the Second World War, and where Marcos has a lot of trouble, and elections are bloody, and fixed, and corrupt. Well, there's a reason that all of those things happened there, because of the confusion. There are portions in other places, but central to the reclamation of this cycle of life stream, of you as a civilization and an experience of God's death upon the landmass manifest, will come to balance and focus within the wondrous places rising in the Sea of Peace, or your Pacific Ocean, called the Philippines. You can take the ministers and touters, missionaries and gurus into the places of the lions, precious ones. But you cannot take the places of the lions and the bird tribes from the hearts of the people, especially those people who know and even call themselves the bird people. Ah, yes, it seems distant to you ones, but it's closer than you think, as again these continents rise and are reclaimed. As with all tarnished writings and histories under tampering of man, eventually the memory of the glorious civilization that once existed faded entirely, except in the awareness of the adepts who possessed the arcanum, and in the subconscious minds of former Atlanteans, and now to be remembered through the oral traditions and legends of the passage of great sequences and cycles. The stories bore meaning, even if the subject at present was seemingly pagan and ritualistic in behavior, and great, great authorities of the churches denounced them. No. The truth would always be present for the ones come forth in the remembering in the time of service unto creation creator. So you might ask me, what has this to do with the unfoldment of the divine plan? Just this. Atlantis was not the only great civilization that has evolved upon Earth. There have been many others lost to antiquity, and Lemuria is a good example. But you're so attached to someone such as Lemuria that the memory cannot be erased, for you who experience therein are destined to serve again, and you're destined to serve again now. Each time that mankind has advanced to the level of a Lemuria or an Atlantis, it has had within its reach the opportunity to raise Earth's level of consciousness to fourth dimensional awareness, and every time you failed, will you fail again? Each failure was due to the misuse of spiritual power, which allowed total takeover by evil intent locked within the physical expression, in turn entrapping the soul and delaying its passage into glorious radiance. In the past, this could be condoned because there was still yet another chance. But now, you've reached the point in Earth history and in galactic evolution where the transition into fourth dimensional consciousness must be made so that you can perceive the dimensional expression of understanding and knowing the principles of life stream experience. So let me explain that a little bit more clearly. The divine plan is based upon the will of God, which is spirit, universal mind, or whatever name you might choose to call the indefinable infinite intelligence. Divine mind always proceeds in an orderly evolutionary pattern predicted upon its principles of universal law. Wherever this divine plan affects man, he is always made aware so that he will have the opportunity to cooperate and grow upward in this evolutionary spiral. Man is now being made aware through many means, such as this very discourse, of certain galactic facts of universal immortal life. As you know, your solar system is a part of the Milky Way galaxy, as you have defined it. Your solar system revolves around the Milky Way in an orbit that takes some 206 million years, as you would calculate in your own numbers. Now, we can refer to this revolution of your solar system around the galaxy as the Great Cycle Orbit. Your solar system, actually our solar system, I remind you, you are a segment within the solar system, actually, a Pleiades, around our central sun. And this was created sometime in your type of counting at least 4.5 million years ago. this rough estimate in your own counting will serve us well enough for our own purposes here. I'm not going to teach you truth in astronomy or astrological divining, Sheila. This particular time span of which I speak corresponds to 22 great cycle orbits of your solar system around the greatest central sun. And this is not to be confused with the central sun, Alcyon of Pleiades. You see and must understand that the divine plan as regards you is by no means finished, only progressing into other expression of this continuing play in action. In the will of divine mind, as communicated to the spiritual echelon of our solar system, this completes the cycle in which your and our entire solar system is to remain in its present state of evolution. As the age of understanding and higher knowing moves into a new frequency vibration, where no expression below the fourth dimension will long continue to exist, comes the need to reconstruct and have guidance into this higher state of experience. Man has a basic set of phases in experience as a whole, and the whole of the concept will be moving into that which is higher in experience, while some fragments, if you will continue in ignorance within an experience of limitations and bondage, while others will experience in the total void of lightlessness. And there will be others, and are others, who serve as simple lesson creations, and they will be removed and cease to experience. They will have served their purpose. Man began to experience life in your system centuries in millions past. At the beginning of this present greatest cycle orbit, you are faced with having to realize that this has been your life stream. The divine plan is for all human life within your solar system to achieve at least the awareness of cosmic consciousness by the ending of this orbit, which is reaching its conclusion now, with this time of Kali, also called chaos. This means simply that man of Earth must immediately become aware of what cosmic consciousness is and take the steps to raise his individual level of consciousness to that state of knowing awareness. Your failure to do so can only result in self-destruction. Man of Earth, in your present state, simply cannot tolerate the new incoming change in physical frequencies, even if he could maybe survive the physical bombardment thrust against him by the evil intent and projection of man, as is going on at this time. So within this great cycle orbit, and I think I stressed the wrong word, it is this great cycle orbit, and within this great cycle orbit, there have been a number of lesser cycles. And when the Atlantean civilization failed to reach its development potential, it left only the so-called 26,000-year minor cycle of what you refer to as the zodiac in order to complete the plan. So as this present age draws to a close, this cycle, concurrently with the great cycle orbit, there comes an ending. Yes, it is a beginning, to be sure, but it is a great conclusion. And right now, planet Earth is the only planet in your solar system where man has not yet reached the cosmic level of awareness. This level of consciousness must now be rapidly attained in order to fulfill the divine plan and ensure your continuity of passage as a species of this civilization. So let's speak of other planets. Because you cannot find life on other planets in your solar system does not mean there were no life forms prior to now. Now, or will be in the future. You, precious ones, are too limited in your understanding of factual progression to even begin to understand the evolution of life forms. So you're stuck with the limitations of your unreality, for you must rely solely upon your five physical senses. We've spoken of that at great length before. And upon the findings of conventional earth science, if you could even begin to depend upon the truth of it. In order to tell you whether or not intelligent human life might exist in other places, on other planets, or even in your own solar system. Worse yet, you have to rely on another's perception and speculation and pronouncement regarding other places out there somewhere. At the close of every civilization, as you now face, through man's progression along the binding physical plane, while denying the spiritual aspects of divinity and infinite journey, there is wondrous contact and interrelations formed and experienced between cosmic intelligence. When Atlantis was at its height, there was an open communication between Earth and the other planets of your system. After the fall, however, this open communication was removed, for you no longer had desire for balance, and had sank into the mire of total humanistic experience. Now that man of Earth has again evolved to a point where he can make the transition into higher consciousness, communication and contact with extraterrestrial beings has now again increased and will become almost common, and then common. This cycle being the greatest cycle, there will be present many changes undreamt of except through the minds of the ones sent forth to enlighten you of the truth of it. For indeed, there is a divine plan. How could there not be? We've been talking about the plan 2000 of the evil conspiracy. For goodness sakes, don't limit your God. Infinite, unlimited God. There is a divine plan. And don't believe for a moment that the only plan afoot is that Plan 2000 of the evil segment of elite human puppet masters. This plan involves many, many beings, human and otherwise, from within and without the Earth's planetary structure. So it would behoove all men to open their minds and their hearts to at least consider these possibilities. It would be far better, actually, to cooperate and work with this divine plan and to reap the divine light, love, peace, truth, and joy that it most certainly offers than it is to oppose it and reap, again, eons of misery and regret. For Chilas, the coming back is always indeed a long, long, hard journey. So who will hear? Who will hear? You ones of truth will find it very difficult, especially as you witness the truth unfolding in your very presence, to believe that anyone hearing what I have just told you could and would ignore it, or cast it aside without further investigation. For it would seem to take an extremely prejudiced and unthinking mind to simply disregard this information. But yes, there are those minds abounding upon your physical placement, and they will deny it. And they will try to make you also deny it. But there are many wise and beautiful souls upon your ocean. And when they're made aware of an intelligent divine plan, which offers tangible and visible proof beyond the limited teachings of religions, which actually only build to a point of total entrapment and then fizzle into most agonizing deceit, these ones will awaken and be made aware of that intelligent divine plan of which I speak. They'll want more and more to participate in bringing the plan into fruition. The most difficult obstacles for most of them is to scale those orthodox walls of entrapment, those religious walls that imprison your mind. Then the second most difficult obstacle will then be to rise above the self-imposed limitation, that of relying only upon the five physical senses. You all, listeners herein, have that very bondage nagging at your very senses, constantly pounding at you, requiring that you receive proof through touching and feeling, smelling. And it cannot be fulfilling, for that which you seek does not come within those senses of physical flesh. So we'll continue to allow insight into this divine plan which is unfolding, but it must be in proper sequence, and it must flow onto the leaders who come forth again as representatives of the higher commands and what can be called and is called by the many Aboriginal people, the Sky People. Will all ones come home? No. They can't. They won't. For the play isn't finished. But listeners, when the play is finished, all will come home again. And all will come home again in truth. And all will come in truth, in action, into the goodly path, unto, and again become within the one source. But you have a lot of unlearning to do. Before the few, even, can come into the knowing or remembering of purpose and journey, there has to be a period of reminding, of recognition, of seeing the status, and then unlearning the false precepts. God doesn't ever leave his fledglings flapping and flying and completely out of control, mindlessly flipping and flopping for very long. As with all great cycle changes, preparations must be laid forth for tangible use during your time of change, that the changes brought forth can build a bridge into infinite mind, in a dimensional manner appropriate to the experience. Great treasures of wisdom and great treasures of wealth are placed for use and guarded by the guardian sent and remaining in higher states of presentation, never having left your place, until such time as an unveiling of purpose can be recognized, then proven and integrated within the working of the whole. We have to consider that each time that man's evolution upon earth has reached a point where he could advance to a much higher level, this treasure, if you will, has been brought forth and has been made available to a worthy custodian to use for the benefit of all mankind, simply, quietly, and in logical, reasonable manner, to draw no attention from the masses or adversaries. This has not taken place since the fall of Atlantis, precious ones. And yea, in these 26 6,000 years. Now, since that time, the very items in point have been placed in the appropriate locations for use against the day of final and incredible change and transition. Until the proper ones are in place and into enough understanding to move with purpose and under direction of highest intent, for nothing shall be presented for corruption at man's hands, never again that of God for man's corruption. Always will come the accompanying opening up of opportunity at earth level of experience to continue to cover carefully the building and needs of the remnant in total security. In more recent history, there have been numerous individuals who have sought unsuccessfully to uncover this great, whatever you want to call it, treasure wealth. You might guess the treasure hunters are out there all the time. And of course, there have been the deceivers. And this is why the adversary clings to and bombards the workers of the lighted cause, so they can get on the inside and garner wealth without honor in truth or production. But I'll tell you something. This is so well guarded that accidental discovery is totally impossible. There won't be such a thing as accidental discovery. And the reason for this is totally obvious. Were this wealth and knowledge to fall into the wrong hands, it could literally destroy the whole of mankind on its own. And in addition, at least destroy the divine plan in an eruption and its easy continued flow. Contacts would always be made in strange ways into the hearts and minds of these guardians and the participants. And knowledge of what would be needed would be presented in most logical manner of presentation, but never visibly. All of these things are yet to be unfolded unto you, as they're being unfolded now unto the few of you. You who are coming into recognition of purpose will know when it's time to know. Until such timing is proper, you will continue to do your work as guided in integration with us or without us. But I would hope with us, the host sent forth for the sorting, testing, and ultimate instruction. You need guidance, and we've come to bring it. And you need actual building construction of that which is necessary for your passage. You must know that many, many fails of testing and sorting. Many. In fact, until this day, almost all have flunked. Aren't we lucky that I can say almost all have flunked, and not all? For before this vast abundance can be presented for use, much must be taught and directed so that no errors in placement are ever allowed. Hearts and directions change when wealth is presented into any equation. This be for God's evolvement, not for the hell of it, for man's further foolishness, and so be it. I believe that we are near enough to the end of this side of the tape to please turn it. Thank you.